We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Nun Dalet Amad Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel Amad Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that someone who is Ba Al Yevimtoi, he does Yibum, so even if he doesn't have the right Kavanah, he did it B'Shoygig, it was a mistake, or he did it L'Shem Znus, or someone forced him to do it, either way, it's Koina Yibum. So Shoygig Rashi says means he thought it was his wife and it was Ba on the Yevama. That's the case of Shoygig. What's the case of Mezid? He did it L'Shem Znus. But what's the case of Oynus? So that's the Gemara we're going to discuss right now. Oynus de mastisim hechidami. What's the case of our Mishnah that you were forced to yibum? Ile mikashan tzuor v'dichavim uvala. A non-Jew, a guy came over to you and forced you to have bia with this yivama. And we're calling that Oynus. But it's not true. V'am rava ein Oynus la'erva. L'fish ein kishu el das. There's no such thing as an Oynus by erva. Why? Because you can't get a kishu without having das. Someone can force you to have a kishu. Someone can force you to bow on this person, but to have a kishu, you have to have das. So it's not called oynus. And taka da halacha is when it comes to a rais, if a guy forces someone to be bow on erva, and the halacha is he's chayiv because there's no way he can have a kishu without das. And since he was in a skasha, for sure, he wanted it. That's what the Rashba learns. There is another Mahalach in the Rishonim also. That's one of the Mahalachim. And we'll learn the Gemara with that Mahalach, with the Rashba's first Mahalach, that the Pshat over here is that's not an Oynus. In such a case, since in Kishol Das, it's called Das, and therefore, it's Pashat that it's Yibum. It's not a Chiddush. It's not a case of Oynus. Elo, the case of Oynus is like this. But Yashon, he was sleeping, and he was bought on the Yavama in his sleep. Break the Gemara. Maybe that's oinus, but that's takanat koina. Vam Rav Yehuda, Yashon, loy kona be yavimtoi. Someone who's sleeping is not koina his yavama. If he's ba on his yavama while he's sleeping, he's takanat koina. And Rashi says, why? The Ratab Rashi says, the reason is because Yashon lav bardas, v'lo yehave kinyon a kinyon. Since he's not a bardas, his kinyon is not a kinyon. On that, Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Rashi is saying, the reason why Yashon is not koina because he's not a bardas. For Tosfos, the different mask of Yashon, Tosfos asks, v'kasha, the katan, after gavle have a bardas, have a koina lav the matik ra. Beetsam, someone who's a 9-year-old who has a bia, beetsam would be koina if not for meat in the pasuk. So you see, you don't have to be in das. It says different shot. So it tells a different shot why Yosh is not koina because you have to have a kavana for bia. And since here there's no kavana for bia, he's sleeping. Therefore, there's no kinyan. So what's the case of oynus? The more say like this. Ela beniska. The case was, he was Niskasha Le'ishta, he was about to have beer with his wife, and he had Kishri to his wife. And he fell off a roof, and he was boiled the Yavama. Veniska. So, Allah is, so therefore we're saying that's the case of Ayinus, therefore you're kind of. Fake the Marva, it's not true. Vama Rava says, Nofamunagag, someone fell off a roof, Veniska, and he was boiled someone. Chayiv Barba Advarim, he's Chayiv in Nezek. Those are the halacha is if someone hurts another person, he has to pay chamisha dvarim. Nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, abayishes. Nezek is how much damage is, how much is a person's worth less. Tzar is for the pain, ripui is for the doctor bills, sheves is the missed work, the missed wages. And there's baishes also if embarrassing him. We'll see in a second, there's no baishes. We'll see later on that there's no baishes in such a case. But Yevami not koina. Why not? Rashi says, because ain't like having a beer. This is where we're having for beer. You're not koina Yevama. So it can't be that's the case of Oynus either. It can't be Yashon because that Rashi is labar das. And Tosfos says, because you're not having for beer. It can't be he fell off the roof because also not having for beer. So what's the case of Oynus? Elo, gunshin is gavin leishtoi. He was Niskasha Le'ishtoi, he was Mechavim for his own wife. But the Kvasa Yevimtoi, and the Yevama grabbed him, Uva Aleha, and brought him on herself. So the halacha is that that's called the Oynus, and it works, it's Kaina. That's our Mishnah teaching us, the Chakes, where it's Oynus, and we'll force him, he's Kaina. There you have all the Milas, it's Mechavim Le'Bia. And also, it was the Oynus was after he was Niskasha already, and therefore that's called the Oynus. What's the case of Rav Chi of Shnei Manusim? Says we both were Oynus, both the Yavam and the Yavam were both Oynus. Shnei Manusim, what's the case? So, Shnei Manusim, the Rav Chi, Hechidami, what's the case? Going to the Skavan Le'ishtoi, he's in Skavan Le'ishtoi, you could say he was in Skasha Le'ishtoi, they got a Kishri for his wife, but Takfua, Oiv Dekachavim, Vedovkum Zeb Zeb Ubahala. And a guy grabbed both of them and attached them to each other. And that's how the bia happened. There's a case of Shneim Anusim, and that's the case of our Mishnah. Now we're going to discuss what's taka the makar that yibum works in any case, even bein ba'ines, bein b'rotzon, bein b'shogeg? How do you know? Not immediately. What's the makar in the pasuk? Tana rabbanan learned in a brisa. It says in the pasuk, ki yeshu achim yachdov, two brothers living together, meis echem, and one of them dies, a ven ein lo, don't have any children, le si eish, meis lachutzal, ish zar, yevama yovai oleha, ulekach aloy le'isha, ve'yibma, that's a lashon. So we darshin, yevama yovai oleha, mitzvah. We darshin, that's a mitzvah to do yibum more than chalitza. Dava achar, another taich in the pasuk, yevama yovai oleha, teaches us, bein b'shoigi, bein meizi, bein meiz, bein rotsa, no matter what, yevama yovai oleha, is a kenyan. We just said that the pasuk teaches us that's a mitzvah to do yibum instead of chalitza. Zoktimar la mitzvah learn from somewhere else. Where the pasuk says, "Vem lo yachpoi tzeich ahish lakachas yivimtoi," then you do chalitza. So it's mashma. First choice is to do yibum. Hachafetz yibum. The first choice is to do yibum. V'chi also kron the pasuk yivam yavela is coming to teach us vayim v'shegi vayim meiz vayim menas vayim ratzin. Teaches us no matter what, any type of bia is kaina. Tanya idach. Unto another brayso. Darshing this pasuk, it says in the pasuk Yivam Yovei Aleha Kedarka. That teaches us that the bia has to be kedarka. V'lekacha loyliisha. That teaches us shloy kedarka. The even bia shloy kedarka is koina. Now the pasuk says afterwards Yivam Yovei Aleha lekacha loyliisha v'yivma. What does v'yivma teach us? So v'yivma is an extra word, and there's two parts of Joshua. Could say v'yibem and says v'yivma, and the whole word is extra. So v'yibem teaches us. That teaches us that the only way to do yibum is only through bia, not through kesef and shtar. Bia gemeres bav and kesef and shtar goyim ba. The yibma and the extra hey teach us ba karchak, even be forcefully. So we learned here now another drasha on yivam yavei aleha that's kedarko. The Gemara will talk about it in a second. We learned it for something else. So now it's like an omamar. Omamar we learned. Teaches us that Sai B'Shoigi B'Sai B'Mezid, it works. We used it to teach us that Yavam Yavala is to teach us Kedarka, that a Bia Kedarka is Kaina. So the Gemara, no, that we learn from the Pasuk that when it says by Yibum, the point of Yibum is to have a shame, to establish a shame, a name for your brother. And that's only possible by Bia Kedarko, where you have children, and that will establish a name for your brother. So, Chiyosa Kra, the Pasuk Yivam Yavala, is not telling us Kedarka, it's telling us for Bein Meshag Mimez, Bein Meshag Mirotza. So, upon him, this is how the drushes go. The Pasuk Yivam Yavay Aleha, that teaches us Bein Meshag Bein Mirotza, no matter what. Ulekacha, loyal Isha, Lekacha teaches us even Bia Shalei Kedarka. The Yibma teaches us two things. First of all, it teaches us Dafka Bia Gemeres Ba, not Kesef Eshtar. And the Yibma teaches us Baal Karcha. And how do we know the Din of Bia Kedarka? That we know Lahakim Lahakim Lach of Shame. And how do we know that Yibum is a bigger mitzvah? From Lo Yachweitz Ish to Lo Yachweitz Ish, Lakachas Yivimtoi. So then you have, then if you don't want to take the Achlitzah, the first choice is Yibum. Those are all the drashas of Am Sukkim. Zotim Ravaita, Gufa, Am Rav Yehuda. Yashan loikana v'yavimtoi. Someone who's sleeping is not kaina his yivama. If he's ba on his yivama while he was sleeping, he's not kaina. Amakra, yivama yavela ad de mechavin la l'shem bia. Until you mechavin l'shem bia, it has to at least have a kavana l'bia. That's the halacha. That it says that yavela has to have a bia. It has to be l'shem bia. Right, the Gemara of Tanya went to the Braisa. Bein er ben yashon, that it's koina saif, he's awake and saif is sleeping. Zok tomorrow, ema bein ara ben yashon, it's going on her. Saif, she is up or she's sleeping, because taka for her makes a difference, because she doesn't have to be chavim for bia. That's poshut, even if she's sleeping, that's fine. Break the Gemara, but by time, the first Shabraisa, that bein er hu ben yashon hu, bein er hi ben yashon hi. Either way, if she's sleeping or he's sleeping, they're both good. So now, you're going to have a problem. Now you're going to have a problem. We said over here, Yashon doesn't work. And it's the first of Braisa that when he's sleeping, it is koina. And for the Gemara of Mayaskino, he's not mamish sleeping. When the Braisa says that Yashona, that Yashon, when he's sleeping, it's good, he's talking about misnamnim. He's just drifting off. What's the hechid of misnamnim? What's the case of misnamnim? Or Rav Ashi, nim v'loy nim, which means he's sleeping, he's not sleeping. Tir v'loy tir, he's awake, but he's not awake. What's the example of that? Going, the Karu Levani, if you call his name, he answers. But he doesn't know how to explain something. If you ask him a question that needs any thinking, he doesn't really, he can't really say anything because he's half sleeping. If you remind him, like, you know, we're which planet he's on, then he remembers. That's called drifting off. So drifting off is enough of a das to have kinyan. That's enough of a das to have a kinyan. Talk to Gemara weiter. Talk to Gemara weiter. Guf Amar Rabba Nafal Minagag Veniska. If he falls off a roof and he's barring someone, Chayev Abba Advarim. This is talking about the Ravama. Stam, a person, he's massacred a person through being ma'aneser by falling off the roof. So Allah is Chayev Abba Advarim. Chayev Nezek Tzar Ripu Yan Shevis. We have him to like Kona, but Yavami not Kona, like we said, because now Mechavim Fabi and says Yavami Yavi Allah, that teaches us that you have to be Mechavim Labia. You have to be Mechavim Labia. Pray to Gemara. So why Gemara says why talk a boyish not chayiv? Venezik v'tzav reshev as a ripu. Have a boyish like a chayiv? Why not? The Amamar ain't chayiv ala boyish as achi as chavin. Not chayiv for embarrassing someone until you're mechavin. And the Gemara Baba Kama darshens it from a pasuk v'chzikah v'mavushov that dafka if you're mechavin, dafka if you're mechavin for boyish as are you chayiv for boyish as? But if not, here you fell off the roof. It wasn't mechavin. It was a mistake. You're not chayiv for boyish as. Amarav, Neskavin la tiach bekoisel. If someone was mechavin, it wasn't mechavin shein bia. He just mechavin to spritz the koisel. Ve'tiach biyavim. He landed up spritzing his ivama and doing bia on his ivama. Loi kana, not kana. He was not mechavin for a bia. La tiach bebehema. He was mechavin to have bia with a behema. Ve'tiach biyavama, and he landed up bia with his ivama. Kana de yar kana. Da kama mechavin l'shem bia ba'olam. I see mechavin l'shem bia, and therefore it is kaina, therefore the halach is, and that bia is kaina. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah that not only a full-fledged bia is kaina, even ha-ma'ara, which means ha-ma'ara is just the tchilas bia. Actually, Gemara later on, in the next daf, we'll have a machlekes about this. What exactly is hara? But it says over here that hara, which is tchilas bia, is enough for a kinyan. It's a kinyan for yivama. And we said also for a rice, it's enough. So Shaz, what's the makar for all this? Om Ula, Menayin la hara min atayra. What's the makar that hara is called a bia min atayra? Shinema, says in the pasuk, V'ish ashi yishkav es isha. It says in the pasuk, V'ish ashi yishkav es isha dava, V'gila es ervasa. It's makar hara. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. Mekan, lashon makar hara, mekan. Lahara minatayra. This is the makar. The hara is called a bia minatayra. Achka nida. We find this pasuk that by nida there's a chi of karas just for hara. Shah rais minayin. How you know other ervis also a chayiv with hara? The chi tem nail from nida. You say learn from nida. Just like nida. You say just like nida has hara is like called a bia. All the rais same thing. Somewhere it says no. Avapircha mal nida she came at tama es bayala. Nida has a chumrah. The halacha is, if someone's baal nida, he becomes tummy like her. He becomes tummy for 7 days. Like the pasuk says, in Parashas Metzora, Ustini dasa Allah, v'tamish shivas yamim. So therefore, maybe there has a chumrah ra, because it has a chumrah, v'tamah is bayala. Ella, asim eshesach. Let's learn Shah Rai is from eshesach. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, in regards to eshesach, it says the pasuk that someone who marries his brother's wife, nida hi. Now, why is it called nida? Is she always a nida? Ella, the pasuk is teaching us kinida, that the din of eishes achiv is like a nida. Ma nida b'hara, just like nida yichayif hara itself, af eishes ach b'hara. The same thing, eishes ach is chayiv b'hara also. That's what we're learning from the word nida. So now we have a second one of the arayis that the hara is called a bia. We had it by nida. We couldn't learn that from bia. Nida. Why not? Because there has a percha that nida has a chumra. So again, a tama is by a love. But now we have another place where it says that there's a the hara is a bia. We have by eshesach. But faith the gemara, you can't learn that from eshesach either. Why? Because mal eshesach has a different chumra. She can be yadu l'rabbis. You could add esurim to this. The boy mekadosh v'azol. Ki'alfa, you can catch 1,000 wives, and all those wives will be also on your brother. So it's a type of iser that a person is beyond to add on to it. Mashenkein, the other rai, let's say, his mother, his sister, those type of rights, you can't add on to it. It's not up to you. You can't add on. You can't get another mother. But Hashem can hear you can add on more. So therefore, maybe there's a chumrah of hara because it's v'yodil rabbis. Ella, there's a third place where it says hara. The halacha is that your father's sister or your mother's sister is asur to you, al ta'erva. Your aunt is also al ta'erva. The chesiv says in the pasuk, and it says Lashon Hara over there. So there we see Hara is also over there. A third place we have a Makar for Hara. Let's learn out from there all the arise. Great thing about Akasha. That's the Isser that comes from itself. Masha'inkin, the other arise come through a Kedushin. Now the truth is, at this point, really, we should have everything included because anything that comes through kedushin, learn from Eishes Ach, and anything that comes from Eilav, learn from Chayis Av and Chayis Eim. But the truth is, Tosis points out that what we don't know yet is Eishes Ish, which the Gemara will come out in a second. How do you know Eishes Ish? The Hara'a, if someone's born at Eishes Ish, that Hara'a is called a Bia because all those Pirchas are applied to Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is not Abam Eilav, and also it's not B'yadai. It's also not beyond the rabbis. It's all those things are not possible. Eishes Ish is also there's another pircha. Not that it is beyond the rabbis, but the pircha of Eishes Ish is that it's she'er. All the things, all the other rabbis are because of relatives. The reason why Eishes Ish asks you is not because it's a relative. It's because she is married to someone else, and that's why we're missing still Eishes Ish. Like tomorrow we'll point it out right now. Tomorrow it's like this. Mechado loyasi. You can't learn out one from one. We have his pirchas. Tesi chado matarati. Let's learn out the all the arayis from two of these. We have three here that say first the hara is already abia. We have nida. We have eishes ach, your brother's wife, and you have achois av achoisem. So mehei tesi, we should learn out from tesi me eishes ach achois av achoisem. You want to learn out from eishes ach and achois av achoisem. Al hanach shken asur mishum she'er. They both have a Maila that's also because they're a relative. It's because of your father's sister, or your brother's wife. It's because it comes through a relative. Ella, teisim nida v'achoyisav v'achoyisem. Learn from nida and achoyisav v'achoyisem. There it's not she'er. Nida is not also a relative. The issa nida is not because of a relative. But malahanach, shken issa b'ma'elav. Those two are issa that happens by itself. Nida happens by itself. And achoyisav v'achoyisem happens by itself. Ella, teisim nida v'eishesach. Learn now, let's learn now from Nida from Eishesach. So there, Nida has a Maila that's Bama Elov. Eishesach has a Maila that's She'er. And so you see, neither one is the catalyst for the Issahara. So learn now from both of them. The Maya Parchas, what are you going to ask? What are you going to ask? Learn out Eishes Ish basically from those two. And you have no Pircha. So now you can learn all the Rais from those two. There's no Pircha. Maskalah Racha Bredravika. How can you learn out Eishes Ish from Nida and Eishes Ach? Mal and Nida v'Eishes Ach, shekin ein lem heter b'chay oisram. There's no heter while the oiser is alive. For example, if a Nida is seeing dam, she's oser kolzman, she's alive and seeing dam. Same thing with Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach is oser kolzman, the brother's alive. So there, it's more chamer. Matayim v'eishes ish, shekin yesh laheter b'chay oisra. It's possible that in the lifetime of the ish, who's assuring the isha, that the isha could be mutter. How? If they get divorced. So therefore, it's more chamer. Nidin eishes ach, it's more chamer than eishes ish. Omalei Rav, so that's the percha. Omalei Rav Acha, medifti Ravina, that I don't like your lashon of your percha. You're saying your lashon of your percha is that nidin eishes ach don't have a heter b'chay oisra. But mashma, after the oyster dies, let's say she stops being a nida, or the brother dies, then automatically it's mutter. It's not true. Oto nida ve'eishes ach b'chaya oystron hu de'en lehem heter, aval acha mekan yesh lehem heter. Is it true that after the nida stops and after the brother dies that there is a heter? That's not true. Because nida b'yoyim italian milsa, on top of my base, nida b'yoyim italian milsa, nida still needs 7 days, and then a mikvah until she becomes tar. And Eishes Ach, but bottom tar yachman, it's possible that even after the brother dies, the wife can be also due. If they have children, the Eishes Ach is also loylam. So really the Marjorie's question is, not on the just on the lashon of the pircha. Rav Acha had a pircha. He says that Eishes Ish is has a hetav b'chai oisra. Masha'ikin, other ones don't have a hetav b'chai oisra. He's saying it's more than they don't have heter b'chai oisron. Even after the oisron dies, it's not heter. So you have to just tweak the pircha. Ela parachachi malin nida v'eshesach shkin ein oisron matirum. The one who assers is not mata them. Toimer b'eshes ish she oisron matira. The eshes is a more cool thing. The one who assers could be mater. Mashen came by eshesach and nida. The one that's assering cannot be mater. There's no koyach in the oiser to be mater. Something else is matter. For example, the 7 days is matter nida, and Eish Shach, when he dies childless, is when it's mutter. But it's not the Oisron that's matter. Vashenken Eish Shish, the person who assers, can be matter. So therefore, it's a pircha, the Halon Eish Shish from Allah Arayas. Eish Shish is a more cooler digger Arayas, because there, the Oisron is matter. So now it's back Shver. How do we know Hara, which means Tchilas Bia, is called a Bia by all Arayas? Elam Rav Yoina v'Tamer Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua. Makar the pasuk says at the end of Parsha of Arayis, Kichol Ashiya. In the Parsha of Achrei Mois, Kichol Ashiya. And Makar to Eivos Eilav and Nichrusu Hanafoshes Oisim V'Kerav Amom. Says Kichol Ashiya. Makar to Eivos Eilav. All of these. Nichrusu Foshes V'Kerav. Who's called Arayis? Kulo Nida. Mani the Barah. Just like Nida has. Tchilas nida b'hara af kol b'hara. It's called tchilas bia. It's called a bia af kol b'hara. All bia tchilas bia is called a bia by all arise. So the way we know is from the hekesha d'rabia. You know, which means all arise hookers to each other. So now it's talking to be shver. Why do you have to say? So now we know by nida it says the iser that hara is called hara, and we'll makesh all arise to nida. But now there can be two extra psukim. The pasuk of Eishes Achad says neither he, what do we need that for? And also, the question will be, is the pasuk of Achayis Av, Achayis Em, that says, Hera, dear, why do we need that? If you have already a case of the Rav Yoina, which tomorrow we'll discuss momentarily, to explain why we need those two things. But like upon him, right now we are coming out, how do we know Hara'a is koina by all Arayas, and it's called the Isser by all Arayas, it's koina by Yavam, and it's din of Isser, it's din of Abia, like all Arayas. We know it's from a case of the Rav Yoina, the all Arayas are hookish to Nidah.